Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature songs released in the featured year of 1967. This half hour, we'll hear songs released in March, April, and May of 67. We'll hear from the Supremes, the Contours, Brenda Holloway, Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Isley Brothers, the Marvelettes, the Temptations, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, and the Four Tops. Well, coming up, another number one song from the Supremes from the featured year of 1967. Well, the Supremes recorded a few songs for forgettable movies, but none hit as big as this one coming up called The Happening. The movie, something that had to do with hippies and the mafia, is known as the screen debut of Faye Dunaway. Well, it's better known really for the theme song, which became the Supremes' fourth number one song in a row. Both sides of the 45 appeared in the film, although the flip side, called I Know About You, was never on any LP. By the time this record came out, Motown Brass were already negotiating with Cindy Birdsong of Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells to replace Florence Ballard in the Supremes. Soon, the group would be known as Diana Ross and the Supremes, and this was the last song under the name Supremes until after Diana Ross had left the group. Well, here comes The Happening, right here on Motown Memories.
Hey, life, look at me. I can see the real time. Cause when you shuffle, took me out of my world, I woke up. Suddenly, I just woke up to a happening. When you find that you love the future behind.
A lonely man, so all alone, so Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Just Look What You've Done, that reached number 69 from the featured year of 1967. Before that, The Contours with Do You Love Me fame, but this song was called It's So Hard Being a Loser, and that reached number 79 from 67, kind of a loser. But we started with The Supremes. This was not a loser because it reached number one, The Happening, from the featured year of 1967. This is Motown Memories, and we're featuring songs released from March to May of 1967 this half hour. Well, coming up, one of the first songs released on the Motown label by Gladys Knight and the Pips. Well, Gladys's brother, Bubba Knight, recalled that I have to say that we were accepted with open arms at Motown, although we didn't get the top-of-the-line material at first. Most of the top producers, like Holland, Doja and Holland, and Smokey Robinson, were working with the Temptations, the Supremes, and the regular top acts. Eventually, they started giving us material and allowing us to put our own creativity in it. When we did that, we started getting recognition from the better writers and producers because they were saying, whoa, take my song and fool around with it like you guys can do. Here's Gladys Knight and the Pips with Take Me in Your Arms and Love Me right here on Motown Memories.
Ooh, the moon above is shining bright. Come on, by the time is right. Here I am, take my arms and love me. Ooh, there's a mist of ecstasy that's flowing over me. Here I am, take me in your arms and love me. Oh baby, my love is good, my love is sweet. Take me in your arms and love me. Ooh, boy, I'm
Samsung. Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Seems just like the 4th of July.
Motown memory from the Marvelettes. That song was called When You're Young and in Love, and that reached number 23 in the featured year of 1967. Before that, the Isley Brothers went all the way up to number 93 with that song called Got to Have You Back, and we started with Gladys Knight and the Pips, Take Me in Your Arms and Love Me, a number 98 tune from the featured year of 1967. You're listening to Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs from 1967, this time up The Temptations. Well, The Temptations, aided by new manager Shelley Berger, were making serious crossover moves at this point in 1967. Another appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show was looming, and just released was what many consider to be the definitive live Motown album, an album called The Temptations Live. It was a recording that captured the group at arguably their peak. The company was also stockpiling tracks for an album called With a Lot of Soul, projected for a summer release, an album that was to be their first collection of new studio recordings in a year. Well, the group was set to debut at New York's Copacabana later in 1967, and to complement that appearance, they were about to record tracks for a forthcoming adult album called In a Mellow Mood that didn't sell very well, but it was kind of a Frank Sinatra-type theme to that album. Well, coming up, The Temptations, right here on Motown Memories.
River.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I see a house of stone, a lonely house, 'cause now you're gone. Seven rooms, that's all it is, seven rooms of gloom. I live with emptiness, without your tenderness.
Motown Memory with the Four Tops, that was Seven Rooms of Gloom, and that was released in 1967, our featured year, and reached number 14. Well, houses filled with loneliness and heartbreak weren't a new concept in songwriting, but it was a great song with wall-shuddering despondency in this song called Seven Rooms of Gloom, over a plummeting minor key backdrop that isn't far from the exotic feel of the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black. Four Tops lead singer Levi Stubbs shrieks of his despondent, pitch-dark, silent domicile, while the Four Tops and the backup group called the Adantes amplify every strand of his misery. Before that, we heard a great song from the featured team of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, and that was Ain't No Mountain High Enough, recorded by many other Motown artists, but this one reached number 19 in the featured year of 67, and we started with The Temptations, All I Need, number 8. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and this hour we've been featuring songs released in the featured year of 1967. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, please email me. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.